Good morning, Step Family. It's the Launch Morning Show. Bishop Al Morgan.
Pastor Yolanda Morgan.
Live and in the studio. It has got to be 8:30 a.m. It is time to get this party started.
Hey, Bishop, here we are again on another day, thanking God for getting us up. And listen, yes. One thing I learned, that he deserves the praise.
Listen.
No matter what we're going through, God still deserves the praise. So can you just give God a quick praise there?
I know it's early in the morning, and some of y'all, sometimes we just take for granted that he woke us up.
Ain't that something, that we can breathe on our own?
Come on,
without him, all those things. There's a long list that we think we can do all by ourselves.
If it had not been for the Lord.
So we give God praise this morning, and we are giving him praise for even you, for you tuning in today and making sure that we are part of your life and hopefully the abundance and all the great things that God has in store for you. Hey, it is time for the lifestyle leaders to come on in Bishop Al Morgan and Pastor Yolanda Morgan and let you know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all
that you can what?
Ask, think, or imagine.
Listen, we need to let you know that we believe that it's not by chance that you tuned in on this morning. And we also believe that there's a word that's been spoken over your life, Pastor Yolanda, and it what?
Will not.
It will not. It shall not fail.
It will not.
I dare you to text somebody and call somebody and say, whatever you're going through, God's word shall prevail, and that the enemy, it will not fail. You're going to be successful. You're going to overcome. You're going to be healed, delivered, and set free. You're going to have your joy. You're going to have your praise, all those things, because God spoke those things and it shall come to pass.
Yes. Speaking into the atmosphere, because the atmosphere needs to hear it so it can manifest all those things just for you.
You better say that.
I know a God, and I know him for myself. That is the thing, Bishop.
No.
I know him for myself. I'm not running on nobody else's testimony. I know God for myself, and he's been so good to me.
Now, you said something about atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking about atmosphere, I just happen to know of a place that has a phenomenal atmosphere.
Ooh, isn't that something?
And they can come check us out. How can they come find us?
You can find your lifestyle leaders, Bishop Al Morgan and Pastor Yolanda Morgan, at Launch Ministries Global Campus. We are located at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. If you need an atmosphere that's charged, that's changing people's lives, that's bringing communities together, that's keeping families together and children covered. Promotion is in the atmosphere there. Listen, everything that you believe God for, it is being manifested there at Launch Ministries. Bishop, we call it the evidence. If you need some evidence in your life that God is still faithful.
Uh-huh.
Still performing miracles.
Yes, it is.
Still able. Come over to 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And we will match our evidence with whatever it is you need so that you can begin to believe God that he will do not only for me, he'll do the same for you.
That's good right there. There's a... and then when you guys come, you can introduce yourselves. Let us know that you heard us on 98.1. But you can also come and make sure that you ask, hey, look, I heard this overseer's name, Chris Brown. And it's our Chris Brown, not the Chris Brown, but it's the one and only Chris Brown. But the reason that I bring his name up is Chris preached the message a while ago, and he talked about the evidence room.
Yes.
And I need, because you mentioned evidence, Launch Ministries is a place to where if you are in need of something, you can walk into the room and there's some evidence on a shelf.
Absolutely.
And sometimes when you're trying to prove a case, it's hard to prove a case in court if you don't have evidence.
That is the truth. And so we have the proof, Bishop. We have the proof that we know how to pray. We live under God's word and his manna. It is coming down, it's falling on all of us, not just the head, but it falls on all of us. So if you need somebody to touch and agree with, if you need somebody to believe, if you just need to see what it is that you're looking for, come over to Launch Ministries Global Campus. We would love to pray with you, touch and agree with you, and give you the faith that you need to step out of the fear that, you know, whatever you ask God for, it will manifest. Now, Bishop, that comes with a set of instructions.
Yes, it does.
We believe in giving people what they need, not just a word, not just a prophecy, but we give people instructions after all of that. Because once you get the word, what do you do with it? You've got to know how to activate it in your life. So we're the type of leaders, we are very active in in our church families' lives.
Yes.
We make sure that, you know, we're very knowledgeable of things, and we give them instructions so that they can go out there and get the things of God. So many people want things, Bishop, that just don't know how. And it's not always out of fear. They just don't know how to activate certain things. So if you come over to Launch Ministries, I guarantee you that we have an answer. And if the bishop doesn't have it and the pastor doesn't have it, it is in the room. We have an amazing community of people on all levels, Bishop.
All levels.
All levels.
Yes.
I mean, executives all the way down that can get you an answer. People are always looking for jobs. We don't have unemployment, not even with the leaders. We go to work every single day. So if there's something that you need and you need a family, come over to Launch Ministries. We are also serving up Jesus.
On top of all of that, and everything that Pastor Yolanda mentioned, we're actually serving you that through Jesus.
Yes.
Everything that we don't teach, preach, or anything, give instructions that's not located, rooted, and grounded in God's Word.
Yes.
So that's Sunday, 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. It's 11:30 a.m. Make sure that you come and check us out on Sundays. But then we also have our Bible studies every Wednesday night. We do it virtually, so you don't have to worry about coming home and then rushing out, leaving the kids and trying to make it out to the campus. All you've got to do is go to our website, www.launchall.org, and click on the Bible study link. We have a Zoom link there so we can interact with you. We'd love to see you on a Wednesday night. And we actually sit down and have a discussion about God's Word.
Yes. Bishop, I went back to the replay. And when we give the website, we are so excited. We say it so fast. So I slow it down.
www.launchall.org.
Yes.
Gotcha. Even though you're the speed reader.
I am.
Then in the end of it, she says...
I go through there a lot on 1,000 because you know what? When I think of the goodness of Jesus.
I need to get on the organ.
Uh-huh. And all that he's done for me, I don't want to be delayed. I don't want to be delayed in my praise.
Yes. And that scripture that you just quoted says, my soul cries out.
Mm-hmm.
Which what you're saying is you don't need to wait for a rock to cry out.
I will not. I will not. Yeah. I will not. Okay, we go. Stay focused. Listen, thank you so much for being here today. And we are going to go in today. Let me tell you what we're talking about.
What's on your mind today?
Well, it was your message from last week. And we've been going over the past few messages. And Bishop, the lives that has changed through the Word of God. So today we're going to be talking about it won't run out. Can you just imagine your life being in a place that everything you need is going to be there when you reach for it? It will not run out.
It will not.
Your joy won't run out. Your peace won't run out. Your money won't run out. But you've got to get an understanding of the Word. And Bishop Al Morgan has a huge grasp on the Word of God. And once you get that Word, he also has a big grasp on teaching you how to apply it to your life so that it can manifest. I'm going to say that again. Manifestation is in the air, Bishop.
Yes, it is.
Somebody's life is going to change after today. So, hey, I want to make sure that you understand what Bishop is going to be talking about. What was the scripture, Bishop?
Listen, make sure you guys, when we come back from the break, get your Bibles out, get your phones out. 1 Kings chapter number 17. Sunday we preach from verses 8 through 14 from the New King James. We may go back up to 1. Who knows what God's going to do, but I'm super excited to remind you that it won't run out.
It won't run out. That was a phenomenal word. And it energized the room.
Yes.
Sometimes you can hear a message and it just gives back and it gives you all the energy that you need to get to your next place in God. And this was one of those words. Somebody needs to be encouraged today. You thought you were at the end of your rope. You thought you didn't have enough. You didn't think you were going to make it. But let me tell you, everything you need is already there. It won't run out. So it's again, if out. You need to know how to apply it to your life, show up at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And the Bishop Al Morgan and myself will gather around you. And not only myself, but the amazing community that we have, the greeters that greet you at the door, the seaters that help you get to your seat, everybody that's there, security that make you feel comfortable, hospitality that's smiling. Yeah. Yes. And making sure you have what you need. And that, you know, everybody there is making sure that we have a wonderful place where we can serve God. So we just want to invite you out. You're going to get more information about that. You're going to hear all the way throughout this show. But it's a wonderful place, and God's been so good to us. Why not?
Right.
Why not get to a place of purpose and prosperity where things are getting better for you? It's going up. That's why we're called Launch Ministries. We're going to love, lead, and launch you to your purpose in life. But I want you to get on the phones. Get everybody ready. Hey, the ladies chat and the group chats are going already, because we talk about in the group what we're talking about this morning. And it is an on-time word. Now, some folk have already heard this. They heard this last Sunday. But for those that did not hear it, I want you to know it won't run out. Bishop Al Morgan has a grasp on this word, and it is going to change your life. So go ahead and get your pen, get your paper, get your coffee. I hope by now you have your coffee. I hope nobody's out there driving without that boost of caffeine getting to their next destination. Come on, get yourself together. Make all your phone calls and let everybody know that the Lifestyle Leaders are on. And not only that, we're inviting you out to our community. So make sure you go to our website, www.launchall. Yes, we said launch all. Everybody can launch. It's everybody. Not one or two people. It's not the front row. It's not just the leaders. Everybody at launch can launch. So make sure you go out and you find us. But this morning, Bishop, we are here and we're talking about it won't run out. So Bishop Al Morgan, what's the scripture again?
It is 1 Kings chapter number 17, 8 through probably 14, 15. We probably won't get through all of it anyway, but that's at least the reference scripture.
Yes. So you got a couple minutes to go ahead and get that. Start reading it. When the bishop comes back, I'm going to let him explain that to you, because somebody almost left and somebody almost ran out of hope. But today is your day of rejuvenation, of renovation. It won't run out right here on Step 98.1. It's your Lifestyle Leaders, Pastor Yolanda and Bishop Al Morgan. We are here on Steph Radio 98.1. We want to make sure we are inviting you out to Launch Ministries Global Campus. You can find us at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Please come out on Sunday mornings at 11:30 a.m. You can find us at www.launchall.org, where you can get all the information about what's going on at the campus. You can join us for Wednesday night Bible study. You can join us for our Kingdom conferences. You can join us for the vaults. There's so much going on at the campus. Bishop Al Morgan,
make sure that you stay connected to all the wonderful things that are going on at the campus. And remember, Launch Ministries Global Campus, we're located in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Our service times are every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday night Bible study is virtually at 7:30 p.m. Listen, Launch Ministries Global Campus, where we love, lead, and launch you for God's purpose. We're super excited to make sure that you join us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the midweek launch morning show. Your guests are Bishop Al Morgan, Pastor Lana Morgan. We're your Lifestyle Leaders. We're super excited to be with you and look forward to spending every Wednesday morning with you.
We want to encourage you to step out of doubt and into faith right here on Steph Radio 98.1. Call a family, call a friend, and let them know. StephanieRadio.com. You can find your Lifestyle Leaders, Bishop Al Morgan and Pastor Yolanda Morgan, right here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Steph 98.1. Step family. It's your lifestyle leaders. This is Pastor Yolanda Morgan. And I want you to know that the next few minutes, your life is going to change. There is an unlimited amount of abundance for you. And Bishop Al Morgan from Launch Ministries Global Campus, he's here this morning. And I'm going to give him as much time to help you understand it will not run out. Bishop Al Morgan preached this message, and what a phenomenal job he did. And I know that it's going to change your life.
You know, Pastor, we were talking about during the break while the commercials are going on and things like that, that, you know, it won't run out. And the problem that we're finding in our churches is that God's word won't run out. His supplies won't run out, but people will run out on God. Hmm. So there's some of you right now that you're thinking that God's word has not manifested itself in your life, but the problem is you can never be found in the place that God has assigned for you. And I know that some of you really think that you can really come and go as you want, and you can go anywhere, and you can do anything, and God's gonna honor you, but there are specific locations that God has assigned to get to you what you're supposed to have. So if you had a moment, and if you went to 1 Kings chapter 17, even if you went back up to verse 1, God has sent the prophet to go let the king know that there's a famine that's coming. And then he said, tells him that after he tells him that there's a famine coming, he sends him into hiding because now the king is going to be after him. Pastor Lon, I need people to understand that there's two reasons why God would ever put you into hiding. The first reason is because your life could really be in danger. The second reason is to make sure that your presence doesn't bless people by mistake.
My God.
See, there's some of you that you might not understand what I'm saying, but there's some people that know that when you show up, people get a chance to eat when they normally don't eat. So because you're there, you just automatically grab the bill. Because you're there, you automatically look to bless people. So God had to make sure that he removed the prophet off the scene to make sure that he was not provoked by happenstance to move before God intended for him to move. Because people have to understand why they're in a famine. Some of us are in a famine because we have gotten so far away from God that God has to use a famine to get you back in line. See, people don't really remember because they don't read much of the scripture, but the reason that the man of God has to go and tell this to the king is because the king's wife, Jezebel, is starting this thing, and she brings her belief into the people of God's belief, and now they're worshiping Baal. And the reason that there's a famine, Pastor Lon, that there's a drought, is because most people don't know that Baal is supposed to be the god of weather. So now some of you have a god in your life. Your god may be money. Your god may be resources. It may be your resume. It might be your mentality. And what God will do is challenge what you think your god is. So now God dries up the rain as if to say, no, get your god to make it rain. God will dry up your situation and say, well, you know, see if your money can fix it now. Before, you were a Bible-based believer, but then you got a little bit of resources and turned your resource into God and left your source. Mm. But I came to let somebody know that it won't run out. So now the prophet ends up being in hiding. God sends him to the brook, and he provides water during a famine and a drought, and he provides food during a famine and a drought through the raven. See, that's why I told you earlier that there is an assigned place for you, because God has already told the raven to bring the resources to the prophet at a certain place. So the prophet told you the truth, but the problem is you went somewhere you had no business being. So you thought that you could run from God, and instead of staying under the man or woman of God that he assigned to you, you thought it would be okay for you to go down to church across the street as if you weren't going to meet God there. And instead of meeting the God that you thought you was going to meet, you met the God that produced the famine. And now you're going without because your delivery is going to the place that he assigned you, not the place you decided to go. And the text tells us, Pastor Lon, that the raven is bringing food, the river is providing water, and God changed the nature of the raven to make sure that the prophet was taken care of. Some people need to understand that just because a person knows God, hears from God, and all these things, does not necessarily mean they know God. Sometimes God will change the nature of people to make sure that you get what you need. That's why you got to be very careful that you keep your relationship with God intact and not your relationship with what you think you see. And Pastor Lon, I'm going to open the door for you because we had talked about some things about what you see and what you know and how how people get those things confused because they forget what they heard first.
Yes.
And there has been a word that's been spoken over your life long before you would ever see what your life would produce.
Yes.
So then the text says, Pastor Lana, that the river starts to dry up. And it dries up to get the prophet to get to the place of provision for the woman of God. So the river dries up. There's no more ravens coming. And God sends him to the widow woman who doesn't have any money. Only God would send you somewhere to a person or a place that by the looks of it can't even provide for themselves. But tell somebody, it won't run out. And he goes to the place where the person doesn't even have enough to take care of themselves. And because the prophet is there, what she had planned to use to die, she ends up having that forever. Hmm. Now that's hard to understand. So I'm going to need you to go back when you have time, because I don't have a lot of time. When you go back to 1 Kings 17 and you start around verse 8, you're going to see that what happens is when the prophet comes, he tells her to go get him some water. She goes to get him some water. And he says, while you're going, bring me a little bit of meal or bread or cake. And she says, well, I'm not going to be able to do that because I don't have enough for both of us. I have enough to make me and my son a last meal, and we're going to plan to go and lay down and die. And the prophet said, that's fine. You can go do all of those things that you plan to do, but I need you to make me the cake first. See, some of you are going to understand that when you start putting God first, what you thought you were going to run out of, it ain't going to never run out. And because she does what the prophet says, he says, go make me a cake first, and then you'll have time to go do whatever you plan to do. He says, please bring me a little bit of water in a cup that I may drink. And 11 says, and as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as your Lord, your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little jar of oil. See, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself, that me and my son may eat it and die. And 13 says, and Elijah says to her, do not fear. I need y'all to understand. He says, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first. So you need to understand that all those things that you thought you were going to do, God, Jesus is not concerned with that, as long as you do what he's asked you to do first. Because when you do what he's asked you to do first by following the instructions, what you plan to do ain't going to happen. You plan to fail. You plan to be out of here. You plan to walk away from God. But he says, if you do this first, I'm going to bless you so good that you're not even going to be able to leave. And the text says that she can do that. You can make it. And afterwards, make some for yourself. So after you make it for me, you didn't think you was going to have enough. But when you make it for me, it's going to start being enough. So what she had passed on, she didn't have enough to make both of them a cake. But he prophetically says, if you make me a cake first, there'll be enough for you to make a cake. And by the time she goes back and makes him a cake, there's enough for her to make a cake. She's no longer talking about dying.
Wow.
What you think? I know I've said a lot.
Bishop, that is significant. Because some people, they keep their mind on the detriment.
Yes.
And not the promise.
Uh-huh.
And by her following the instructions, yes, and doing what the prophet told her to do, now she see the promise.
Yes. Can I read 14?
Then absolutely.
I want you to write it. 14 says, for thus says the Lord. Because in the beginning, she's not a believer. She's a Gentile. He's a Jew. They shouldn't even be talking to each other. But by the time he gets to 14, he says, this is what the Lord says. It says, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. I need somebody to understand before I pass this over back to Pastor Yolanda that the reason that it won't run out, it will not run out until overflow comes.
Until.
See, you might be in a season right now where it's just enough, but if you've ever been in a drought, just enough looks like abundance. See, I've been in a season where I've had just enough and others had nothing.
And now you're preaching. You're preaching. And their nothing was zero.
But yours is, every time I reach, it's there.
It's there.
God will never, he demonstrates this passage on with the prophet. So he sends him to, and this prophetic thing that we do where we got to have plan A, B, C, and D, that's not how God works. He only sends the prophet to go tell the king and prophesy that there's a drought coming. He doesn't tell them after that, I'm going to provide for you. Once he does that, then he sends him to the brook. After that, he dries the brook up and sends him to the woman of God for provision. Y'all got to understand that there is a strategic plan for your life, and the way that you do it is to follow the instructions.
And you have to be in the right place.
Yes.
You have to be in the right place. That is huge, Bishop. People don't think they have to be attached to God or anything that's touching God, but you've got to get to the right place so that your brook does not dry up. It won't run out if you're in the right place.
That's
which
good.
Means you can't stay stagnant. You have to keep moving. It is important that you understand greater is coming when you start moving. You have to do something with your life. You have to do something with the word.
And what you're saying is, and that word happened before they saw it.
Yes.
Heard it.
Uh-huh.
So then by the time it manifests, I had already seen it in my mind because this is what the Lord told me.
Ooh.
And there's never been a place, God will never send you somewhere where there's no provision.
You got to see it before you say it.
Right. So he just went to the brook because God said so, because he had already heard what the Lord said.
Yes.
And there's never been a time that God didn't provide for him. And when it dried up, he didn't trip. He went to the next place that God sent him, because there's always provision in God's word.
That's just like God. There's always provision and it won't run out. Listen, I really, really, really hope and pray that you got something out of that word today. Now, Bishop Al Morgan preaches this like this every Sunday morning, and he's not done. He could keep this thing going. But Bishop, I'm going to throw a prayer in right
here. Let's go.
And then we're going to give it back to you. God, we thank you for your everlasting love. God, thank you for enlarging our territories and making us rulers over many. God, for every deed done, it has been in your name. And we thank you for every provision. We thank you for giving us absolutely everything that we need. God, thank you for allowing us to see it before we say it. And God, for
yes.
that, we give you all the praise, all the glory. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Listen, when you ended that prayer, I was looking and I was trying to write down a note. I need you to take the next 2 minutes and tell them about see it before you say it.
You have to be able to see in your mind because God will give you visions.
Yes.
God will give you hope. We just don't want to live on that.
Uh-huh.
We think that's just too much. And why would God do that for us?
Yes.
Well, all the things we've done. Why would God bless? God is giving you insight into what he's about to do in your life. So if you could just see it and claim it before you say it, then you know you're going to be well on your way.
Now you really talking real good.
Listen, there is unlimited blessings. Unlimited. Every single day that God keeps us above ground, it's unlimited blessings.
Yes, it is.
He's keeping us. He's blessing us. And God, we just thank you for it right now. It is important to understand the significance
Man.
Of God and what he can do in our lives.
I need you guys to understand what Pastor Lana just flipped upside down for us. What she's saying is you have to see it before you say it. But what she's saying is you're seeing it with your spiritual eyes, not your natural eyes. So what she just explained to us was how God will reveal something to you so vividly that you can see it in your mind before you can see it physically with your eyes.
Absolutely.
And because of what he showed you spiritually, you begin to speak what he showed you spiritually and not speak what you see physically.
Yes.
You better listen. You got the minute.
Listen,
I'm out of here. I done passed
Bishop.
Out.
I want everybody to meet us back here next week. And if you are able, come out to 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, where you will find Bishop Al Morgan and myself, Pastor Yolanda Morgan. I'm going to drop the mic right here and we're going to ride on this one. A man who has made a mistake and doesn't correct it is committing another mistake. Don't be that person to keep making mistakes. Believe God, because he said it won't run out and everything you need is wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, but you need to see it before you can say it. So make sure you come out to 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount,
Youth
North
Sunday.
Carolina. Yes, it is our Youth Sunday coming up. Bring your kids, bring your family, bring
it's
everybody
about to be the
turn
out.
Up. Yes, it is, and we are going to have a phenomenal time. Meet us back here next week. We want you to know that you can step out of fear and into faith right here on Steph 98.1.